Experience is the gold of the future. A simulation game. Two clubs, one designed for women, one designed for men, without the cliché club. Products are becoming more interchangeable. Services are becoming more scalable. And that's exactly why the rare becomes valuable. A place where life feels good without having to translate it into an Excel sheet first. Experience is the new currency, not because people have suddenly become superficial, but because almost everything else can now be ordered via app. On top of that, the third places are back. Places that are not home and not work, but still produce belonging. In the past, club, pub, regulars table, studio, cafe. Today, often just feed. And the feed delivers a lot, just no real commitment. Anyone who reads this as a business model does not read entertainment. They read time, security, ritual, community, predictability. And this is where it gets exciting. What happens if we think of this principle as a club, once designed for men, once designed for women, without falling into the most intellectually convenient trap, crude stereotypes? Why men's and women's at all? And how do you prevent stereotyping? The honest answer, you usually arrive at gender-specific design first through observation. The dangerous answer, you then stop at gut feeling. The goal is therefore not men like X, women like Y. The goal is repeatable, testable design decisions that better serve certain preference clusters, while remaining open to diversity within each group. A framework that does this cleanly. Jobs to be done, JTBD, functional, social, emotional. Functional, what is supposed to be solved practically? I want to switch off for 90 minutes without planning hell. Social, what is it supposed to signal about me, or not? I don't want to seem awkward while doing it. Emotional, what is supposed to feel different afterwards? I want to feel competent, light, connected. Context factors instead of identity essentialism. Often it's not who you are, but what life you are currently in that decides resonance, time budget, mental load. Safety, privacy, social risks, dress code pressure alone versus group, predictability, travel logic, childcare logistics, need for recovery. Preference clusters instead of gender equals fate. In this simulation game, gender is at most a proxy, not the cause. More useful is naming clusters that can statistically correlate more often without claiming they are natural. Examples: decompression and low talk, having to talk little while still not being alone. Guided self-care, reducing decisions through guided offerings. Play and competition, easily measurable, playful competence. Safety and privacy, control over closeness, distance, eye contact, spaces. Data hypothesis approach. Design is hypothesis. You formulate assumptions, build prototypes, measure usage, and change what doesn't work. The club is not a manifesto, but a lab with a good atmosphere. Explicitly build in diversity. Designed for does not mean only for. A men's experience club can have guests of all genders, but the default design, rituals, language, modules, rules, is optimized for certain clusters. The same applies to the women's club. The most important anti-cliché rule is, don't talk about people, talk about situations. Punchline meant fairly. Anyone who designs with men are just like that is not building a product, they are building excuses. Concept 1, men's experience club positioning and promise. Working title, The Circuit. Or deliberately unironic, club for play, skill and pause. Promise, competence, play, status without cringe, brotherhood, decompression. This is not a man cave with LED strips. It is a place that takes three things seriously. Energy. Many don't come for calm, but for a controlled adrenaline flow shift. Status. Not as showing off. More as I'm capable. I'm doing something good for myself. Social contact without therapy setting. Being together without having to explain yourself. Module set. A modular layout is gold here because it can serve preference clusters in parallel. Simulator zone. Skill and flow. Golf simulator. Racing driving simulator, possibly. Flight sim. Important. High quality haptics, quick briefing, clean slot logic. Social games. Low barrier, high repeat. Billiards, darts, table tennis, selected arcade pinball. Things you understand immediately, I can still get better at. Sports bar plus watch culture. Not just TV on, rather, curated match days, small rituals, reservability for groups, acoustically clean. Noise is otherwise the silent cancellation. Lounge slash library corner, decompression without pressure to engage. Premium armchairs, quiet corner, maybe chess, maybe just no small talk obligation. Important, a space that is not performative. Grooming barbershop, ritual and self-respect, not as vanity, but as a reset. The trick, time saving plus ritualization, before the event, after the workday. recovery, optional but strategically strong. Sauna, heat, cold, mobility area, breath stretch sessions, no medical promise, just regeneration as part of the experience, not as a duty. Customer journey, one example. Arrival, check-in, clear zone overview, you don't have to think feeling. Locker slash changing, a small underestimated detail. It turns I just dropped by into a real role change. Activity slots, 45 to 60 minutes of flow, simulator or games. Social layer, bar lounge, optional watch event or short talk. Exit ritual, small done marker, e.g., scorecard in the profile, not public, or a short recovery 10. AI first layer, unobtrusive, personalized routes, today decompress plus light competition. Capacity management, no frustrating waiting times. Community moderation rules, reduce incidents without it feeling like security. Revenue model membership, baseline, plus premium priority slots, guests, events. Slot revenue, simulators, tournaments, private bays. Events, watch nights, company evenings, league formats. F&B, bar is margin, but only if quality is right. Retail, grooming, small merch line, equipment partnerships, corporate packages, team events, client evenings. Operations and KPIs, utilization per module, peak versus off-peak. Dwell time, too short is no ritual, too long is. Bottleneck, return rate, retention churn. ARPU, membership plus on-site spend. Event rate, how many members take part? NPS, would you bring a friend? Incident rate, noise, alcohol conflicts. Staff to guest ratio at peak times. Risks and mitigation, noise overstimulation, acoustic design, zones, quiet lane is mandatory. Alcohol plus mood, clear house rules, consistent enforcement. Bar design without binge culture. Toxic dynamics, community rules, moderation, zero tolerance for disparagement. Security privacy, discreet entrance situation, good lighting, clear wayfinding. Quality drifts, better fewer modules, but excellent, then everything included, and nothing good. Concept 2, Women's Experience Club positioning and promise. Working title, The Reset House, or Club for Rest, Care, and Connection. Promise, rest, safety, self-care, connection, playfulness, growth. The core is not beauty. The core is time return, giving back time, through relief, decision support, and safe, pleasantly guided processes. Module set, boutique fitness classes, guided instead of equipment jungle. Yoga, Pilates, dance, strength basics, mobility. Important, clear schedule, good trainers, no atmosphere of shame. Spa recovery, resting is a feature, not as a gap. Sauna heat, massage offerings, relaxation lounge, silent zones. The value lies in the atmosphere and reliability. Beauty style, optional, but often highly effective. Hair blowout, brows, nails, styling, not as norm pressure, but as I walk out feeling put together. Crucial is quality plus predictability. Cafe healthy comfort, not as morality, but as standard. Good drinks, light dishes, pleasant seating logic, a place where you stay without buy or leave. Creative studio, playfulness without justification, ceramics, painting, photo studio corner, small maker workshops, creativity as relief, not as performance. Social workshops, connection with structure, themed evenings, skill nights, book club, career finances, as an offering, not as a self-optimization whip. Community formats that don't smell like networking, optional. Kids parallel offering as time return, not as a children's paradise at the center, but as a high-quality parallel module. Short plannable slots, clear rules, high safety standard. The benefit is simple. Truly free time, not free time with a bad conscience. Customer journey arrival. Calm reception, clear orientation, minimal decision stress. Decompression path. Short transition, tea, water, quiet zone before activity starts. Guided choice, class service creative, bundled, not scattered. Social layer, cafe workshop but without pressure. Exit, small reset marker, e.g. short feedback button in the profile, again, not public. AI first layer, predictability first, schedule, waiting lists, reminders, synchronized kid slots, personalization based on needs, rest, move, connect, instead of body ideals. Stabilize service quality, demand forecasts, staffing, minimize waiting times. Revenue model, membership access basic offerings, class packs, courses, spa beauty services, high quality margin but dependent on quality. Retail, skincare, activewear collaborations, small design objects. Events, private groups, birthdays, reset Sunday. Corporate, female focused retreat days, Team well-being, carefully curated, not buzzword bingo. Operations and KPIs. Utilization per offering, especially classes services. Time to service. Waiting time is the experience killer here. Return and habit formation, weekly habit rate. ARPU, plus attach rate. How often are multiple modules combined? NPS plus safety comfort score, subjective safety privacy. Service quality, complaint rate, rebooking with specific staff teams. Community health, events without drama, respectful culture. Risks and mitigation, privacy safety, discreet rooms, clear rules, good staff, no public stage logic. Overload from too many options, curated bundles, clear routes. Service quality fluctuates, training, standards, small teams, consistent quality management. Implicit perfection pressure, language, imagery, and rituals must signal relief, not one more to do. Comparison and synthesis, same operating system, different triggers. What is identical in both concepts? Dwell time is the currency. The better the time, the higher the return rate. Bundles beat single purchases, roots instead of chaos. Community arises through rituals, events, leagues, recurring formats. Predictability is a product feature. Schedule slots, no surprises. Rules are part of the experience, not as prohibition, but as culture. What typically differs, as hypothesis, not as dogma. Triggers, skill, play, status, decompression, versus rest, safety, time, return, connection. Ritual, circuit and score, versus reset and care. Social signaling, competent and relaxed, versus put together and in myself. Safety, privacy, relevant in both, but often weighted differently and made tangible in different ways. The clean reading is, not two worlds, rather two default routes through the same leisure jungle. Conclusion, test instead of argue. Anyone who discusses such clubs quickly ends up at ideology. My suggestion is less romantic. Design is hypothesis. We build, measure, iterate. And we allow ourselves to be surprised, also by the fact that a module that was intended for men works better in the women's club, or vice versa. That would not be a contradiction. That would be product development. CTA, which three modules would you absolutely expect in a designed for club, and which would you immediately cut because they smell like cliche? TLDR, ultra short. Experience is becoming currency because products and digital services are becoming interchangeable and good places are rare. Two, designed for clubs. Men's, women's can be developed without slipping into stereotypes if you work with JTBD, context factors, and preference clusters. Both concepts use the same mechanics, rituals, bundles, community, predictability, but set different default routes. What matters is a hypothesis and test approach. Build, measure, iterate, instead of assert. Five hypotheses to test. H1, roots, pre-curated 90 to 120 minute experiences, increase return more strongly than a pure modular offering. H2, a high quality locker transition zone measurably increases dwell time and upgrades because it enables the role change. H3, quiet zones are not a nice to have, but reduce churn because they absorb overstimulation and social fatigue. H4, predictability, slots, waiting time management, is one of the strongest drivers for NPS, stronger than an additional module. H5, community rules plus moderation not only reduce incidents, but also increase event participation because people feel safely invited.